From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. More fabulous, he could not be. That's Mr. Rob Center, our producer. We appreciate that. Matt Catrillo, we gave him the day off, so hope he enjoys. Sarah Lauver is going to fill in for him and Chad Hershberger on the Steve Jones Show today. On the news line with us now, Tim Schaefer is calling back. He's Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. Good morning, sir. Thank you so much for checking in this morning.
Good morning, Mark. Great to be back.
I do appreciate that. We got the Memorial Day weekend is coming up, and traditionally you launch into National Safe Boating Week. So reiterate that the big boating season is coming up. Lots of folks have already been out there. We got our Shikellamy State Park Marina here. So kind of bring us up to speed about what's happening around here and around the state.
Sure. So every week, every year, the week before Memorial Day weekend, we celebrate National Safe Boating Week. We do that in partnership with the National Safe Boating Council, work real closely with our partners at the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, who run the state park there at Shikellamy, as you mentioned. The big emphasis that we have every year is wear your life jacket. And if there's one thing that people remember from this interview, it's please wear your life jacket. That is where boating safety really starts and ends. We find that 80% of the people who die in boating accidents every year nationwide are simply not wearing the life jacket. They're easier than ever to wear. They're more comfortable than ever. We tell people it's not that big Gilligan's Island orange thing you used to see have when you were a kid. So just please wear your life jacket. That's number one.
Right. We know how Gilligan's Island ended, so you don't want that to happen.
I don't even know. Some people probably don't even know who that is, given the age of some of the listeners.
Well, that's true. Yeah, good point there. BUI, boating under the influence. Tell us about this. Well, it's a crime is one element, but it's also, it can be pretty dangerous.
Yeah, we're all familiar with DUI, driving under the influence. Well, the laws are the same for boating under the influence. That .08 level applies to whether you're operating a watercraft or a vehicle. So, you know, drinking and boating, it impairs your judgment, it impairs your balance. All the bad things that it does to you when you're driving a car, the same thing happens when you're on the water. So drinking and boating really don't mix. So we just remind people, again, wear your life jacket and please don't drink and boat.
And what are some tips to make sure that you're not boating under the influence? Typically having a beer on the water is they kind of go together. So walk us through some of the safe boating and mixing in adult beverages.
Well, really, I mean, you can't be under the influence. I mean, alcohol is permitted on the boat. But we're not saying that you can't be doing that, but you just can't get to that 0.08 level, really. Again, use some common sense out there. The best tip is for the operator of the boat to not be drinking. But if they have, if they reach that 0.08 level, that's going to impair your judgment, and it's going to have you committing a crime, period.
So have a designated boat operator. If you are going to be enjoying that. How has COVID-19 impacted all of the conversations at the Fish and Boat Commission?
Yeah, so I mean, we've been telling people is, you know, behave the same way you would if you're going to the grocery store. It's impacted everything we do in life. Back during when we opened trout season, the tip we were given to people was stay a fishing rod's length apart. If you can stretch that out, you're in good shape. We've now converted that to a canoe paddle. So if you can stretch your canoe paddle out, you're a safe distance away. But the same reminders, you know, if you're not feeling well, stay home. Boat close to home. Try to limit your activity to people that are in the same household on your boat. So another thing that people like to do is, you know, tie up with other boats on the water. We're asking you not to do that at this point. So the same social distancing and safe practices that you're applying throughout the rest of your life, do the same when you're on the water.
All right, so we are going to get folks at Winfield here on Lake Augusta that'll maybe not tie boats together, but certainly anchor there. There's a slack water there that's about chest deep, and it's very popular for folks to go. Just do your same COVID-19 precautions, social distancing, masking, all that while you're out boating?
Yeah, and still have a great time. So, you know, fishing and boating have been permissible and encouraged activities throughout the spring and into the summer. We, you know, really want people to get out there, enjoy themselves for their mental and physical health. Just be careful when you do so.
Are we going to see as many patrols with the Fish and Boat Commission officers that are out there?
Yeah, so, and we're really happy. We're about to graduate a new class of waterways conservation officers. We have about 100 officers statewide. We've had a class of approximately 20 who have been going through our training school. They are right now doing their field training, and they'll be in their districts this summer. But yeah, our officers will be out there making sure that people are enjoying themselves and also being safe on the water.
It's early this year to have developed any trends, but what are you at least anecdotally noticing in terms of kayak usage or purchases or people planning to go boating? What are the trends you're monitoring at the moment?
Yeah, well, one thing we can see, you know, with both fishing licenses as well as with the unpowered boat, you know, the kayak and canoe launch permits, they're all up. One of the things we did this year is made it easier than ever for people to get their fishing license and their launch permits for the canoes and kayaks online. So they folks could just go to fishandboat.com, which is our website, and click there and get what you need, and you're good to go. So we've seen, you know, right now fishing license sales are up about 9%, close to 10%, and then on the launch permit side, we've seen those really increase dramatically as well. I think people are itching to get out on the water, and again, we've made it easier than ever. If you've got a kayak for the first time and you want to get out, again, you can just go to our website, get your launch permit. We'll mail it to you, and in the interim, we give you a number. And if an officer approaches, you can say, "Here's my number," and you're all set.
And kayaking still becoming more popular.
Oh, every year more and more. It's, I mean, you know what it's like. You can't drive anywhere in the warmer months and not, I mean, I'm guilty as charged, too. I love it the weekends when I can stick our four kayaks on top of the car, so you see these brightly colored things everywhere. But when people do hit the water in their kayaks, again, that's great to do, but, you know, that life jacket requirement could not be more more important to emphasize with kayaks. Reminder for all kids 12 and under must be wearing their life jacket when they're about 20 feet in length or less, and all canoes and kayaks at all times. Everybody else, you need to have a life jacket on board. I think my friends sort of get sick of me when I'm out with them because I'm the life jacket police. You know, even if you're on a simple, you may think, what's the big deal? I'm on Lake Augusta. I'm on a local creek. I've been here 100 times. I don't need a life jacket. Well, you're not 10 feet tall and bulletproof. You do need to wear your life jacket. You slip in the water, you bang your head, you maybe become distressed for some other reason. You go in the water. That life jacket is gonna keep you afloat and buy you some time. So again, if there's one thing people remember from this interview, it's please wear your life jacket.
All right. Well, yeah. Tim is a blast on weekends. I promise you that. So it's just don't worry about the life jacket, please. But you are definitely a good messenger for this message. Shikellamy State Park Marina. Tell us what is happening there and what's happening at the Fiber Dam.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, our partners at DCNR, Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, run that facility, do a great job. As we understand it, the Fiber Dam is up and ready for the summer boating season. So I understand that the docks will be open to slip holders on the date on their mooring permits, which I believe is May 22nd. We're going to be doing a safe boating event out there on Monday. I'll be there with Cindy Dunn, who's the DCNR secretary, to remind voters about the importance of safety. So yes, Shikellamy State Park is ready to go for the summer season, and we're going to use that as our statewide backdrop to remind folks about the importance of boating safety. Last year we did an event out of the Point, you know, that iconic place on the Three Rivers in Pittsburgh, and this year we've actually moved the statewide event right there to your backyard. So all eyes will be on Shikellamy State Park on Monday as we emphasize state boating statewide.
Well, you'll either see me or one of our reporters, but we'll, even if we're in the studio, we're only about a half a mile away as the crow flies, so we'll definitely be represented there. Quick question, looking back, your reflection on this trout season, the early opener to try to prevent big crowds on the waterways, what's your view on that?
You know, we could not be happier and more proud of how the anglers of Pennsylvania responded. I mean, that decision was not entered into lightly. We really felt that in the best interest of public safety to minimize the crowds that we all know come with opening day. Like, what could we do to prevent those? Opening the season unannounced on that Tuesday on April 7th really had its intended effect. It gave people the ability to get out and fish for trout. We heard great reports of lots of success. Our stocking trucks continued to roll throughout the spring. We stocked just as many fish, close to 3 million fish, as we always do, with our staff. So there were lots of evenings where I was going home and taking a hot shower with sore muscles after lugging buckets. And we all did it. We all pitched in, had staff from throughout the agency, got the fish in the water. Also reminded people about some of the great wild trout opportunities that you certainly have in your listening region. So people kept safe distances. They enjoyed themselves, and now they're ready for the summer fishing season.
Is stocking over?
For trout, for the spring, it is, yeah. So, and we still have, and people need to realize trout fishing does not end in April. There is still tons of wonderful trout fishing opportunities available throughout Pennsylvania. So we did get all the trout in the spring as we had scheduled to do. We will be continuing our fall stockings in the this fall as we always do. We'll at this point we'll see whether or not we can announce the schedules. We didn't announce them in the spring because we wanted to avoid crowds. Another thing that's I know popular and your neck of the woods is muskie fishing. And we have, for the last couple of years, been stocking larger muskies that have a really a lot better chance of survival once they get in the water. We'll be doing that again this year, and then come June we'll be stocking the muskies out there for anglers to enjoy. This will be our third summer of stocking the larger fish, and the ones we've been putting in are really growing to a nice size. So if you have any muskie fishermen that are listening, get ready. It should be another great season.
I'm ashamed to admit I didn't even know there was muskie stocking, so that's another lesson learned. All right, well, I know a good place to go. Thank you so much, Tim. Keep in touch. We'll see you next week, and we just appreciate all you're doing, and keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Tim Schaefer, Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission Executive Director.